Nominating committee meeting to order at 6:09 PM.
Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. So this is our regular nominating committee meeting of the Magnolia Public Schools Board of Directors. It is April 20th. Next, I will record attendance of our committee members. Dr. Yapanel?
Here.
Belliak?
Yes.
Ellis?
Here.
Thank you. We have our full committee on the line. Next, we have our public comments. We did not have anyone sign up, so we will continue to the approval of the agenda. The motion is to approve the agenda as presented. Do we have a more board member who'd like to move?
So moved.
I'll second it.
Thank you, Rabbi Belliak, and thank you, Ms. Gonzalez. I'll take votes. Rabbi Belliak?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Gonzalez?
Yes.
Perfect, thank you. Next we have our approval of minutes. So we have two pending minutes for this committee. One is from November 14th, 2018, and the other is July 18th, 2019. If you can make a motion to approve both together.
Yes, I make a motion. Okay.
I'll take Ms. Gonzalez. Thank you, Dr. Yapanel. So approval of both minutes. I'll take votes. Ms. Gonzalez?
Yes.
Dr. Yapanel?
Yes.
Rabbi Belliak?
Yes.
Thank you. Minutes have been approved. Next, we have our one and only item for tonight, 2A, recommended action item for our nomination and recommendation from committee to onboard and appoint a new MPS board member. And we have Dr. Yapanel, the chair of this committee, who will introduce the item.
Good evening, all. As you know, we lost our board member from Orange County representing our Santa Ana campus, Mr. Galdiev, and I would like to thank to him for his efforts and contributions to the board. And as he's outgoing, he actually nominated someone else for his place, and that the nominated person has filled out all the application and submitted his resume to the committee. We also had a 1.5 hour interview with Rabbi Belliak to evaluate him on the relevant expertise, teamwork, commitment, and philosophical alignment, and submitted the report to the committee as well. Overall, we were impressed by his knowledge in finance, real estate, and especially knowing the history of Magnolia very well. Thus, we believe that he will be bringing much needed institutional memory and understanding to the board if this committee recommends appointment and that the full board ratifies it. And being close physical proximity to the MSA Santa Ana campus, he indicated that he's willing and able to put in the time to be an active board member in supporting the school. Given that the challenges the school is currently facing, we really need as much help as possible, and having a board member, active board member, is really critical, I believe, to support the school. He's on the line. So if any of the committee members have any questions, I would like him to shortly introduce himself to the committee and then open it up for questions. Yeah, Mr. Mohammedov, could you please shortly introduce yourself to the committee, please?
Sure. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Yapanel, for introduction. My name is Nikhan Mohammedov. I live in Orange County, Irvine, California. I am a father of four kids myself. I graduated from Cal State Northridge in bachelor's in political science in 2010. And in 2013, I got my master's in government and politics with emphasis on peace and security in sub-Saharan Africa. I started my career in Magnolia in 2004. And I was in Magnolia through 2014. I held different positions from, you know, subbing to business manager, to director of finance, to chief financial officer. And since 2014 to 2017, I ran my family's construction company based in my home country of Turkmenistan and Dubai, United Arab Emirates. And since 2017, I have my own finance and a real estate company along with a restaurant in Seal Beach, and have been busy building my own business since then. So this is just shortly about me.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Mohamedo. Committee members, I hope you had the time to go over the documentation that was submitted. If you have any questions for the candidate, this is a good time to bring them up.
I would just say that I found the conversation the other day very helpful, and felt that there was a very positive understanding of both some of the history of Magnolia and also some of the challenges we have to face in the future.
Okay, thank you, Rabbi Pliak. I actually would like to ask, actually get a promise from the candidate that he would support fully to the best extent possible the Santa Ana site, because this site is the biggest school site we have, or it was going to be the biggest school site given the investment we had made to this site, but it's currently having challenges, enrollment challenges, and it has a lot of liabilities to the full organization because of the construction loans it carries. So we really need someone to support the school as best as possible. And you are willing to commit to that, to being an active board member and support the principal and management in the ground, basically by visiting the school or whatever is needed to be done.
Absolutely. I will do best in my efforts to be able to support and try to face the challenges that school is challenging at this point. I had pleasure working with the current principal, Mr. Kestenser, in my previous endeavor in Magnolia, very hardworking principal with very caring and parents. We're always spoke great of him, so I think he's a very good candidate to lead PTS or Magnolia in Santa Ana. And the fact that I was actually very active all the way through securing the bond from state for the school, and I remember that we had several studies made so that student numbers had to be okay, given Santa Ana was a very dense, has a very dense population, especially young families with more kids than about 2.2 times more than U.S. average in that region while we were doing these studies at the time. So, given these, I would be more than happy to be able to contribute to see what could have been done or what could be done in the future to meet those standards. Because at the time, states, when they were granting this huge bond, they did question a lot, and they had a lot of studies made, and we met and passed all those. I remember presenting to Katrina Johansson directly at the Treasury State Board in Sacramento, and the numbers were there. So I would be more than happy to see how we can get back to where we were supposed to.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions, comments from other board members or committee members? Okay. Then it's as the committee, we need to make a recommendation to the full board. And I think the motion is just basically to recommend him for the open position, right, Barbara?
It would be for a full term, which is 5 years.
Oh, okay. And he would be appointed at the next meeting, but effective after the meeting, right? Or he would join the meeting?
That would be in the motion, so you can do the motion to be effective April 24th, since the meeting is on the 23rd.
Oh, I see. Okay.
It's already on the agenda, so we're good.
Okay. I think it's the last item on the agenda, right? So he can still join the meeting as public, but he won't be appointed till the end of the meeting.
Right, and it would be good for him to join as a member of the public to hear what it is before he actually starts voting. So that would be good.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a good arrangement.
Do you want me to say the motion?
Yeah, if you can read the motion, then we'll do the rest.
Okay. So the motion for this item would be for one of the board members to move to approve a 5-year term for potential board member Mekhan Mohammadov to begin on April 24, 2020, and to last for 5 years, which would be an ending date of April 23rd, 2025.
Okay. Anybody motion?
I'll second your motion, Umit.
Okay. I'll make the motion.
Okay, so Dr. Yapana made the motion and Rabbi Beliak seconded. So I'll go ahead and take votes again. This is a recommendation and it'll go to the full board. So taking votes now, Dr. Yapana?
Yes.
Rabbi Beliak?
Yes.
Solis?
Yes.
Thank you. So the motion carries and it'll be at our next board meeting on Thursday, April 23rd.
Do you need anything else from me, or we need to write up a recommendation, or just the motion would be?
If you want, you can send me an email with this, just to confirm the motion, and I will type up the cover page and send it to the board.
Okay. I'll do the draft right after this.
Okay. Yep. And okay, that's it.
Was, there's other comments. Yeah, this was the only action item, and I don't think we have any other items. Any other comments from the board members before we close?
None.
Okay. Thank you so much for your participation, and I hope to talk to you on our regular board meeting on Thursday. And Mr. Mohammadov, you will join as a member of the public, so you can monitor the meeting, but your appointment will be at the end of the action items.
It will be my pleasure.
Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Yapana. Can you formally adjourn the meeting at 6:21?
Yeah, I am adjourning the meeting at 6:21. Thanks so much for Barbara for moderation.
No problem. Thank you, everyone. Yes?
Barbara, can I ask you a question just about the masks?
Let me go ahead and stop the recording.